Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Schlereth and Evans.
I wish I knew you wanted me. I wish I knew.
Start of the baseball season. Colorado Rockies opening up tonight in Arizona against the Diamondbacks, and getting ready to begin his eighth year as a skipper of the Rockies is Bud Black, who joins us now on the Johnson Auto Plaza hotline. Bud, good morning. Happy opening day.
Good morning, boys. Great to be on. Thank you. It's a great day, opening day, as you guys know.
There's no question. I think one of my great sports memories is watching opening day in Boston one year as, you know, they announced the teams when Daniel was with Detroit. And I got to tell you, man, it still is. It sends chills up your spine. It's still got to be a big thrill, right?
You know, for me it is. After all these years, you know, going back to Little League or your first high school game, and then professional baseball, it's cool stuff. And what was cool yesterday, guys, we had a workout, and you know, we have a, you know, more than a handful of players who are making their first opening day. Nolan Jones, Brenton Doyle, and the veterans on the team got a nice bottle of their preferred drink, and it was pretty cool stuff to see the reaction of the guys, because it's special for them. I mean, the first one as a major leaguer is good stuff. So we're all looking forward to tonight.
When you're able to tell a player like Michael Tolia that he makes the team, is that still part of the best part of the job for you, to be able to tell one of these young guys that they made the squad?
Yeah, it really is. And conversely, the other way as well. But, mm-hmm. you know, when you bring a player into your office, when you know it's great news, you know, you can sort of see them anticipating what you're going to say. And then once you say it, it's great stuff. And I've had great reactions over the years. Just the other day, Anthony Molina, who we acquired from Tampa Bay, and I told him that he made the team, he started tearing up. And that's happened a lot over the years where, you know, guys just are so happy that they made the roster. And even going back 8 years ago when Marquez and Freeland and Sensatella were told, I still remember those mornings in Scottsdale, telling those guys that made the team. So, Mike, it's really cool stuff.
You know, but there's obviously, you look at the power rankings and everybody ranks you guys down toward the bottom. But give us reason for optimism in some of the young guys that you have right now. Tovar just signed the long deal. I like his, you know, I like his play. I like watching him. So why should we be optimistic? Give us some optimism on these young players.
You're right, Stink. I think with us, the position player group, if we keep these guys together and on the field, I think, you know, that could be our strength. I think we're going to play really good defense. We showed that last year, and we have multiple gold glove type players. And offensively, you know, Bryant, Rogers, Blackman, McMahon, Jones, Tovar, you know, this is a group that offensively should do more than what we did last year. We were banged up for sure. But if we can keep this group on the field for the majority of the season, the offense, I think, will be way more potent than what it's been the last couple of years. The question will be, as you guys know, pitching is so important. You know, our starting rotation has to stay intact. You know, they're not you know, maybe not high-end number one type pitchers, but they compete, and we need our bullpen to step up in close games that we you know, expect to win. So, position player wise, I think it's optimistic. The pitching, I know our guys are going to battle, and hopefully we can all put it together.
Look, Bud, you know the number that's out there, and people are projecting you guys to lose a 100 plus baseball games. What would be your message to Rocky fans listening to you right now in terms of, hey, hang with us, there are better days ahead? What would be your message to Rocky fans?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough at times to really look at the projections, right? But I think the message is, you never know what can happen. I think with us, you know, we're going to play hard. We're going to play our butts off. we're going to come and attack the other team, both offensively and on the mound. And our guys have a lot of pride. That's the thing that, you know, we've talked about in spring training is, you know, the naysayers are out there, and our guys hear it. You know, they don't, you know, they don't say much publicly, but internally, you know, the guys are, you know, not liking what they're hearing. So it's one of those things when you get backed up into the corner, you come out fighting. And I think that's the message that we want to send to our fans, that come out, you're going to see us play hard, you're going to see us run the bases hard, you're going to see us play defense, you're going to see us attack the strike zone. All these things that, you know, I think a fan can appreciate. You know, that's what, you know, we're hoping for. And continued improvement.
Hey, bud, one of my favorite guys to watch over the years has been Chuck Nasty. I know he's a bit quirky, you know, he's got the beard, but he's just a great baseball player, and what an unbelievable hitter this guy has been. What's it been like managing him over the last 8 years?
Well, you know, a special player in so many ways. You know, he's performed. He's been a multi-year all-star. You know, he's led the league in hitting. He's gotten 100 RBIs. He just, you know, he's put up numbers. But, you know, the way he does it is what, and Mark, you've been there, the daily preparation, the daily work ethic, the daily commitment to be a good baseball player. That's what, for me, has been admirable when I see Charlie. He's a guy that I've never had to worry about as far as where his heart is, where his head is. And the fans should know that. And I've said it multiple times that, you know, he's what you look for in a professional. And it's been great to witness. It's been great for our players to witness. And our guys have learned from Charlie in that regard about how to go about it. And he's just so steady and dependable, and the work ethic and the commitment's off the charts.
Visiting with Rockies manager Bud Black as he gets set to manage this team in his eighth season as skipper of the Rockies. And Bud, you've been around here a long time. You know the dialogue that surrounds this franchise. And you know, I'll be honest, I've not hid my displeasure with the way that upper management has run things over there. Do you feel that your ball club has the support of management, upper management, and ownership?
Well, I do, because I'm around these guys every day, and Dick is present, and nobody cares more about this organization and this franchise than Dick. And I know that Dick over the years has tried, year to year to, you know, make commitments to players, to acquire players, to do things that he feels from his end he has to do to help us win. So I guess I can answer that just by the day-to-day, what I see and where their heart is as far as this organization. So I feel it. I think the players feel it. When you have players sign extensions here, when you hear players talk, there isn't a lot of negativity. When you walk inside that clubhouse and you talk about the Rockies, when they talk about themselves and what we have going on. So, I feel it, and I think more importantly, the players feel it.
It's awesome.
One more for you. I got one more because you've been managing for a long time. San Diego here with the Rockies. I'm curious, how do you feel about the direction the game is going, and so much emphasis on analytics and reams of data that you're presented with before every game? Is it something you've embraced, or have you struggled with it?
Well, no, I've embraced it because I do think there's a blend here going on of data that will help a manager, will help a player, will help a coach, will help an organization. I think we've seen that in all sports. You know, you guys talk a lot of football over there, and I know that analytics, become a part of the conversation. But I also know, and you guys can appreciate this, at the end of the day, it's about the players, how they're built, what's in their gut, their aptitude, and when they go out to compete. I mean, that's what matters. The coaching that takes place on technical stuff, on movements, on mechanics, both pitching and hitting, that matters, right? The physical part. But if we can present some things analytically that help them compete and they're able to absorb it, it helps. But ultimately, it's about the guys who play and out there in the fire. And the key is to get the right guys. I mean, that's how you do it. But it's not going away because it's hard not to use the technology because it's real and it's good. But you cannot rely on it. You got to rely on the player, coaching, leading, motivating, teaching. That's still a part of it.
Yeah, no question about it. Hey, bud, we appreciate you, man. All the best this season. And you know who to call if you need somebody to shorten a few necks over there, all right? That's me.
That's what I'm talking about, man. Yes. I can bring you in. You can talk to the group.
Yeah.
All right, guys, thanks.
See you, bud. Take care.
All right. Bud Black, skipper of the Rockies. And, some good candid answers from him.
My God, Bud Black.
They hear you.
Yeah.
They hear you. They know.
Mm-hmm.
They know what's being said. You know, sure. It's not like they're performing in a fog over there.
Mm-hmm.
They know, and they say they're mad about it. All right. Well, go do something about it. There you go. Okay. Good stuff with Bud Black. You can react to that as you see fit on the RamosLive.com text line, 303-713-1043. Did the Phoenix Suns prove what we were saying about them yesterday? That's next.